Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we start a new section, the final section of the Kitab, Du'as to create a yearning for the year after. Now, like how any good, pious physician will prescribe, that what I've got to say, what I've got to tell, what I've got to prescribe, everything is there in its place. But if it's not the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then no benefit can take place. And if not the benefit of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also, then no harm can take place. So at the end of everything, we have to turn and we have to resort to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to put our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, Mawlana Tanwir rahmatullahi alayhi says that to this point, a hadith to remind us of the year after were quoted. This was followed by stories to remind us of the year after. These are the means and ways through which we can yearn for our original abode the year after. So he said incidents were mentioned, stories, hadiths were mentioned, through which we can start yearning and have the shauq for the akhirat and acquire the good of the year after to the level of perfection. At the same time, it is an accepted fact that the presence of means and causes and effects which are realized through them are all dependent on the will and grace of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what he's saying, it's an accepted fact that you can use whatever you want to use, but it is dependent on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ultimately. So now this is what you call a holistic thinking. A person who's using the means also, at the same time he's putting his trust and his yaqeen on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After explaining some of the ways in which spiritual rectification can be realized, Mawlana Rumi rahmatullahi alayhi says, now Mawlana Tanwir rahmatullahi alayhi is quoting Hazrat Mawlana Rumi rahmatullahi alayhi, and he's drawing a lesson from the quote of Hazrat Mawlana Rumi rahmatullahi alayhi. This is the quote of Mawlana Rumi rahmatullahi alayhi. I have said and explained everything, but the final point is that all this is nothing without the will and the grace of Allah Ta'ala. Imagine, they would say, I've said and explained everything, but whatever I've said and whatever I've explained, all this is nothing if it's not for the will of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Now, take out Allah from the equation, everything becomes nothing. And put Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala there, even nothing becomes everything. So then Mawlana Tanwir rahmatullah is saying that this is why I find it appropriate to conclude by quoting some invocations, meaning quoting some du'as, which are in line with the theme of this book from Munajat-e-Maqbool. Munajat-e-Maqbool is that du'a kitab that was compiled by Mawlana Shaykh Tanwir rahmatullah alayhi. So he's saying that I've taken out some du'as from this kitab, which I feel is appropriate to bring at the end of this kitab, so that people can make du'a also, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now grants them the desire for akhirat. And understanding of the meanings of the du'as to create yearning has a deep effect on the heart. What he's saying is that sometimes we just read du'a. Rabbana atina fid dunya, Rabbana hablana, Rabbana zalamna. We're just making these du'as. But he's saying when a person is making du'a with the meaning of the du'a, it has a great effect on the heart. So therefore it's a good idea, it's nice, that these simple basic du'as, we try and learn the meaning of the du'as. Because when we learn the meaning of these du'as, then when we make the du'a, it has a different impact on the heart when we're thinking of what we're asking. Otherwise it will just be, not to say the du'a won't have effect, it will have effect, but it won't have that impact on the heart because we don't know what du'as we are making. So anyway, he is explaining that understanding the meaning has a great impact on the heart. Then he explains, I have therefore included the translation of these du'as from Munajat-e-Maqbool itself. The reader has the choice to read the original Arabic or Arabic du'as, their translations or both. The objective will be realized either way. Either way, a person will be getting the benefit of the du'a. But when he reads it with the meaning, then he gets an added benefit. There is no need to specify a particular language to understand the meaning. At the same time, it is not correct to deny the additional virtue of the original words of the hadith. So he says the original words of the hadith will be got if a person reads the du'a in Arabic. Otherwise, you can just read English, no problem. But the original words and the original barakat of the du'a is trying to read it in the Arabic language. So the first du'a we'll do today. فاطر السماوات والأرض أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة توفني مسلما وألحقني بالصالحين. Even if you look at these du'as that he brought, such beautiful du'as. When a person has got marifat, marifat means he's got a great recognition, he's got a great love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, deep love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you'll find also that the du'as that he would bring and the du'as that person will say, the du'as also got a very, very deep meaning. So this translation of this first du'a, that O creator of the heavens and the earth, فاطر السماوات والأرض, O creator of the heavens and the earth, أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة, you alone are my companion in this world and you alone are my companion in the hereafter. In other words, O Allah, my true friend is you. In this dunya, you are my true friend. In the akhirat also, O Allah, you will be my true friend. You are my true companion in this world and in the hereafter. Tawaffani muslimo wa alhiqni bis-salihin. O Allah, cause me to die as a Muslim and include me amongst the pious. What a beautiful dua. Cause me to die as a Muslim and O Allah, include me amongst the pious. This was the concern of the pious of the past, is that they were very, very, very concerned that their company must be good company. At no time they must go join up with any wrong company, even for a few minutes, for a few moments. But sometimes the wrong company can be the television, sometimes the wrong company can be the internet, sometimes the wrong company can be the phone, or sometimes it can be physical presence of wrong people around a person. So all these things we got to be very careful of. So therefore the last part of this dua, وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ. O Allah, join me up even in akhirat with pious people. Even in akhirat, I don't want to be with anybody that he's a sinner. So O Allah, join me with those pious people. Obviously, when he's with pious people, he'll be in a good place, he'll be in Jannat, he'll be enjoying the bounties of Jannat. Why? Because he's with the pious in the akhirat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.